Blog Talk Ow. Radio.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. What is a fruit? A fruit is the best. He is constantly training and conditioning himself to meet and overcome all obstacles in his path. His sole purpose is to help to deliver the 17 million or more dead to the Lamb of God, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan Muhammad. To do this, he is compelled to be obedient, tolerant, militant, courteous, humble, honest, dependable. A fruit is obedient to the laws of Islam and those in authority. His conduct is militant. He is humble and submissive. He is tolerant and understanding. He is courteous and respectful. He is honest in thoughts, deeds, and actions. He is alert and dependable.
And in the name of Allah, walaikum salam, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger, and I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, leader, teacher, guide, and warner in our midst. And it is my distinct honor, privilege, and pleasure to greet all of you once again in our nation's greeting words of peace. As-salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you so very much. Okay, we have a lot of people that we are expecting to call in and that are calling in right now. But first, as always, we want to start off in prayer. So if any of you who are on the line, I made your mics live, if you have any distinctive background noises or you have your speaker phones or computers on, please mute them. And I want to see if Brother Jihad, are you with us to begin prayer, sir?
Yes, ma'am, I'm on.
Okay.
Yes,
sir.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. So we're going to start in prayer, and then, of course, we're going to let all of you who wish to speak come on and say any words of encouragement, prayers, any words of support that you want to send to Brother Jihad, because he is going to be listening to this show. So right now we're going to pause for prayer. Okay, Brother Jihad.
Attention prayer. In the manner in which we are taught. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Seek refuge in Allah, the Exalted, the Mighty, the All-Wise, from the rejected Satan. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, the worlds we know of and the worlds we know not of, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, the Master of the Day of Requital. Thee alone do we serve and thee alone do we beseech for help. Guide us on the right path, the path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors, and not the path of those upon whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. Ameen.
Ameen. Okay. Before we really get started, I want to introduce, of course, my co-moderator tonight, and thank you for that beautiful prayer, Brother Jihad. Sister Dawn Muhammad, former MGT captain and out of Mosque number 25 in New Jersey. Assalamu alaikum, sis. How are you?
Well, alaikum salam, queen. I'm fine. I'll praise due to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, as you know, we are here to offer up prayers and support for Brother Jihad, also to assist the family in raising money for him. But before we get started, I want us to hear from one of our most profound ministers, emeritus, all the way from Florida. I have to yield to this gentleman. He has done so much for our nation, and he's a walking and living history. So, Student Minister Biha, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum, sir. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam. I'm great. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. Okay. Is there anything that you want to offer us tonight? Words of wisdom, encouragement for Brother Jihad, anything you want to say, we want to yield to you first, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm always grateful and thankful to Allah. I'm honored to speak to the followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad under the leadership of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I'd like to just bring to mind becoming a student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Farrakhan. I'm deeply grateful and thankful to God to have an opportunity to speak to the blessed people of God and the people that's in the nature of God. And the thing of it is that upon becoming a student, the first thing I had was a desire to know what I did not know. And that desire is what humbled me to learn more as much as I possibly could about God's messenger, and also his servant, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and the God in which the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us to call on. I witnessed the power of this God, and I always, in my sayings to followers and others that are not followers, and that this, the power of this God that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad introduced me to is the God that saved my life. I bear witness, and when I say that, I do bear witness to his power, because I was in the hands of the enemy to be lynched. They had hanged me by my necktie, and then after that, I was beaten and I was taken to the swamps between Jackson and Monroe, Louisiana, to be submerged in the swamps, the alligator swamp, to be killed. And I wanted to note here that we were surrounded by trees, and I recall very vividly how those swamps smelled, and what I saw on those trees was ropes that had rotted, and from hangings of black people. And I was brought up in a time when I listened to all of the black people that was in Little Rock, Arkansas at the time that I was coming up, that was lynched in my presence or in my view. And I noticed that all of them, upon the punishment that they were receiving, they was calling on someone that the slave master had introduced us to call on whenever we were in pain or suffering from his killer instinct. And I just want to remind everyone that I know you are giving it another thought that the slave master or the hanger or the lyncher would give you the name of someone to call on that has power over him that would stop him from tying the rope around your neck or dragging you down the streets until all the flesh came off of your body. But I bear witness to the one God whose proper name is Allah that appeared among us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. And I'm grateful and thankful to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for keeping this divine, soul-stirring, life-giving message of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad alive. So I want to also, in the same breath, convey to my beloved brother to never forget the things that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan continues to teach us every word that comes out of their mouths are true 100%. I bear witness because I was asked in the days of a lot of turmoil and things that was going on in the nation. Malcolm himself asked me when I got to New York, Honorable Elijah Muhammad sent me to New York. The first thing he asked me was to come and be a part of what he was a part of. I quickly told him that I'm an Elijah. Well, I didn't use that terminology, Elijah. I said Elijah because I had met a brother that was a follower of Master Farad Muhammad, and I asked him, did he remember the Elijah Muhammad? He said, oh, Elijah. Yeah, I remember Elijah. So, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he taught us well, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he's keeping it going. And so, in my humble opinion, to all of my beloved brothers and sisters, don't give up. Keep alive. And Allah is our God, and victory is ours. Thank you so very much. This opportunity to say these few words. Now, God bless you all. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. What an amazing story. Thank you, Brother Bihan. Thank you for all of your years of service to our nation. You are a very rare and precious jewel, and we love you. Thank you so much.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes,
keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you, sir. It really does. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so now we have a lot of people on the lines, and I want to tell everyone who wants to speak, we're just going to go down the phone lines. So everyone who wishes to say anything, just go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will take your call at that time. So area code 404-797, is it something that you want to share with us to say to Brother Jihad?
As-salamu alaykum. This is Brother Kenneth. How are you?
Wa alaykum salam, Brother Attorney. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Are we on the air live now?
Yes, sir, we are.
Okay, okay. Well, it was good to hear my brother give that opening prayer. Brother sounded like his full self. But to everyone,
no, that was Brother Jihad from Tampa, Florida. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, it's a different Brother Jihad. Okay, okay.
A different
I said,
Brother
man,
Jihad.
Brother Sam. Oh, okay, okay. I'm glad I asked that. Yeah. Then.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I want to give the greetings to my brother Jihad and to all of those that are listening once again. Assalamu alaikum. It is an honor and it's a privilege to be on with everyone, but to be speaking where my brother Jihad can hear me as well. We serve a mighty God, as my brother who just spoke indicated, but this call has me thinking about what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has recently been speaking on with regard to the wheel. Because he talked in one part of his recent his lecture series, The Time and What Must Be Done, about the destructive power of this great wheel that was predicted in the Bible by the prophet Ezekiel as a instrument that Almighty God, Allah, would use during the time of the judgment, the time that we're currently in. But he went recently from talking about the destructive power to talking about the healing power. And he talked with specificity, because the Quran gives promises to the believers. The prophets gave promises to the believers. And these promises, we're taught that Almighty God, Allah, cannot lie. Once his word is set forth, his word is bond, and exactly what he promised is absolutely going to happen. And there is a promise that has been made by God to those that believe in him, to those that believe in his messenger. And we hear so much about destruction at the time of the judgment, because the wicked have to be judged. But for those who believe, for those who are striving, for those who are trying to live right, for those who are doing everything that they can to spread the word of truth to others, and this radio broadcast itself is a great work and it's a great effort to try to spread truth to the people out there who don't have the truth. It's a great tool for even those who do believe to hear from their brothers, to hear from their sisters, and to be strengthened in their belief, to hear points that they might not have heard of. And for people that have done things like this, putting forth an effort to try to get truth out there to the suffering people, to the mentally dead, there is a promise. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan described that promise. He said that the Holy Quran speaks about people and uses the language that they are youth, never altering in age. That's how the Quran describes the people in the hereafter, that they are like youths, never altering in age. Meaning you wouldn't be able to look at a person and say that, well, that person's 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 years old, because of the healing power. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the people in the hereafter will walk around and live and look as if they are 16 years old. And if they lived on the earth for hundreds of years, even up to the point in time where they go to expire, only die because they in their mind feel that they've lived long enough and they are ready to go. And even in going into their passing, they would be like teenagers in their physical person, in their physical body. And
yes,
he said that there's healing power to the degree that he talked about, he meaning the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talked about the surgery that he went through. And he said for those that have who knew his condition in detail and knew all of the signs that are there underneath his clothes, those that actually saw the effect of the surgery, he said, when I come back, when I return, after going to this great wheel, I'm going to show you, and you're going to see the power of this mighty God that we have to heal. Because the scripture said that Jesus goes away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we will be also. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the Lamb in Revelation, where they said that he looked as if he had been slain by the foundation of the world when he went away. So this man who looked like he had been slain is now all-powerful, is now youthful in appearance, is now physically strong. Where he is, he's prepared a place for us that we will be there also. So that healing power that's there isn't just for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, is for all of those that believe, and for a powerful brother like Brother Jihad, who is listening right now. I just want to say that this tonight's broadcast reminded me of the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan when he painted, and he went through a great effort to paint a picture for the believers about the healing power that is there. Because he went so far as to talk about new seeds that are on the wheel. He talked about the livestock and the healing power that's in the food, in the drink that's there. He talked about the evidence of people who, in the cover-ups of the UFOs, by the U.S. government, there are some people that have come out and talked about experiences that they've had with these so-called UFOs. And the minister pointed out people who went through procedures and there was no evidence of scar tissue that was left, went through surgical procedures that were like surgical procedures in nature, with no scar tissue being left. And he described that for us so that we could see that there is a science, there is a wisdom there to heal us, and it's something worth praying for, this promise from Almighty God Allah. It is the garden described of in the Holy Quran. It is the New Jerusalem of the Book of Revelation. And for the believer, there is a great, great, great hope, a great and a tremendous hope that the believers can have that have went out with the Final Call newspaper, knocked on doors, tried in all of the different ways that we have, and Brother Jihad, for all the years that you put in there, trying to get this word out and starting this radio station and starting this broadcast to try to get the word out to our people. That powerful God knows that effort, and there is a great promise, and there is a great reward. So I say, brother, it is in my prayer that brothers and sisters like you, and you in particular, see such a mighty reward. All praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah.
Thank
you so much, brother, for that.
Yes, that was beautiful, Brother Kenneth. Thank you so much. And he is going to be so happy to hear your voice because you are one of his favorite panelists. I know that. So thank you for joining us tonight, taking time out your schedule. And we miss hearing you, so it's good to hear your voice tonight. Thank you.
Queen, if it's okay, this is Sister Dawn. I just wanted to say a few words for Brother Jihad.
Absolutely.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters and family. I just want to say, you know, as a Muslim follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, under the guidance of our beloved brother, the Honorable Farrakhan Muhammad Ali, Brother Jihad, I knew him as Brother Joseph in North New Jersey, Mosque number 25. And we're going back 30 years. So I think it's important for the brothers and sisters who are on the line to have a little bit of history on the brother, to know that he is not a Johnny-come-lately and somebody who's not sincere in his efforts in helping our beloved minister in the raising of the dead and his continuousness in doing so. And so with what has befallen upon him, he traveled from the Newark area and then did his travels and went down and settled in the Georgia area, but in doing so continued in being a steadfast believer. And so we as believers, whether you are new in the nation, just coming in a week ago, a day ago, or you've been here 30 or some odd years, we must remember that our steadfastness and, you know, the race is not to the swift, but who can endure unto the end. And in doing so, Allah is going to test all of us, all the way to death's door. And the minister has asked us just recently, how strong is our foundation? And you're going to be tested in your foundation. So what happened to Brother Jihad tested his children, tested his sister Belinda, tested all the believing family around him. But in doing all that testing, we don't know what was going on in his mind as a brother who has been in the struggle for so many years. Of course, we were praying, as we should have done. And, of course, we can see through the power of prayer what prayer has done with the positive energies that we've sent out, which means that we are reaching our spirituality in addition to what our religion or our way of life is. Our spirituality is starting to really take a hold on us because through the prayer and the vibration and the energy that we sent through the airwaves, like we're doing through these telephones, these wireless phones and what have you, we have sent an energy out to Brother Jihad for his healing process with sincere words and wishes. And he, in turn, receiving those vibrations and energies, is going and sending his own vibrations and energies through his own body to heal himself as well with his belief, faith, and trust in the most powerful God, Allah, in the person of Master Farrakhan Muhammad. So we can never forget, like Brother Bia came on before us, it was his faith, trust, and belief in a God, Master Farrakhan Muhammad, that allowed him and permitted him to stay and be alive. Because when you put that doubt in your mind, then Allah walks away from you. And
that's
so
right.
We as believers in this time in which we live in, and looking at our beloved minister and his steadfastness and seeing his faith, trust, and belief, we have got to know and understand that we have got to follow that same pattern of faith, trust, and belief in the God and in the Christ who we know and say is alive and in our beloved Brother Farrakhan. And so I say that on behalf of Brother Jihad because I know him personally from years ago, that he has a love for what he is doing, a deep love for the teachings, and that's how he can go on with his radio broadcast. And I thank Allah much for the blessing of bringing him from death's door to where he is right now, where the doctor has said it is through prayer that he is alive.
That's right.
And so for the doctor to have seen these things come in many, many ways and see the miracle of what they're calling a miracle, but we all know it's the power of an awesome God. And so we have to go forth with what's happening with Brother Jihad with the power of an awesome God on this level and take it to a higher level. Because Brother Jihad will have a testimony to make when Allah pleases for him to come back to the airways, that he brought him back to this stage of where he's at. He's starting rehab now. So I want the brothers and sisters to know that he came from a very long journey in a quick time, but only because by the grace and blessings and power of Allah, Master Farrakhan Muhammad. So we have to be very, very steadfast and strong in what we believe in because our foundation can be shaken at any given time and by any little means of a trial and a test. And so it's not just for brothers, it's for brothers, it's for sisters, it's for children. Allah is going to try us deeply with whom we love and what we love. And so we have to love the God more than anything in hopes that when something befalls us, like what happened to Brother Jihad, or even worse, that we will even be worthy of saying his name to beg him to bring us back to life.
Yeah.
And so I say to my brother Jihad, I'm so thankful by Allah's grace and permission that you are on your journey to healing. And I thank Allah much for the sincerity of the prayers of the brothers and sisters in the and extended family who reached out to you by way of prayer for your healing. And I say that we continue to do what we are doing. And let's be specific in our prayer when we ask for his healing. Let's ask for the healing of the brain, of the mind, of the heart, of the soul, to bring him back totally to where he was, if it pleases the will of Allah, Master Farad Muhammad. So we are a very, very powerful people, and we're showing that amongst ourselves through Brother Jihad and to ourselves individually. And what we're doing for him, we can do for each other and for ourselves individually. Walk on faith and walk on water that Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, is in fact God, and watch what he does for you, and watch how he proves to you individually and then to us as a group that he is not a spook, that he is alive and well, and that he does exist, and that he is our God. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you, Sister Dawn. And that's what I'm talking about, bam, witness to the power of Allah. Even the doctors in the hospital are saying that it's only through prayer that he has made it thus far. And later on, we're going to hear from Sister Belinda, who has been by his side every day since this happened. And I'm going to allow her to give us an update of his status. And don't forget, I want to remind the listening audience, many of you have given already, but please, we're accepting donations as small as $5. We know times are rough. We know that it's close to Savior's Day, but collectively we can do a lot. We're asking for a minimum of $5, but give what your heart and what you can afford. And we're going to send those donations to PayPal. So I'm going to give you that email address now, and I'll give it periodically throughout the broadcast. But it's at Belinda, B-E-L-I-N-D-A, 6858. At yahoo.com. Belinda, B-E-L-I-N-D-A, 6858 at yahoo.com. Okay, we're going to hear from someone who I love and adore, but I know Brother Jihad loves him and adores him. And like you, Sister Dawn, he has known Brother Jihad for about 30-plus years himself. So allow us to welcome Brother Jamil Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam to the whole family. Thank you, sister, for having me on the line tonight. Thank you for your wonderful hospitality week in and week out on this program and other programs on your network. I'm just very grateful to be with you. Let me also, at the start of my brief remarks, because I can't even pretend to teach after the wonderful, wonderful exposition of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the witness of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that we've heard from Brother Minister Abdul Bia Muhammad, from Brother
yes.
Attorney Kenneth Muhammad, from our sister captain, our student captain, Sister Dawn Muhammad from Newark, New Jersey. And I have to say, Sister Dawn, I'm really moved to be on these airwaves with you tonight. You and I have been blessed to work together. And I was thumbing through the calendar while you were talking, and I looked at the times that, you know, we said we'd known Brother Jihad, formerly Brother Joseph Forex from Newark, New Jersey, and we looked at the calendar, and you said 30 years, and, you know, sisters are trying to shave a few years off of the total. You know how y'all do, you know. But I looked at the calendar, and by every calculation, I keep coming up with 36 and some change. But it's been a while. And Sister Captain, you have been the backbone of so many groups of believers who have pulled up by Allah's permission into an understanding of Islam, that it is really an honor for me to be with you, as well as Sister Queen Aziza, Sister Gidget from Houston, Texas, who is the most charitable, warm, and loving sister that I've ever had a chance to encounter. In her way, she just a wonderful work of art, just a real force of nature. So we're on with some great folks tonight. So I don't have a lot to say. But I will tell you one thing about my brother. And Brother Jihad, as you are listening there, I know that if you're still just resting and, you know, recovering, I know you're giving the caretakers a rough time. A rough time. I know you're giving them a rough time because I'm sure that no other patient has ever asked to be fitted along with the hospital gown in a pair of combat boots. And I'm sure that as you wear your combat boots there, as you're recovering, that it's making quite a fashion statement. I thank Allah for blessing us with this celebration call. We're not gathered around some bonfire of doom. We're not here to wring our hands in hopelessness and pitifulness. We are here tonight to celebrate what I have heard and what I bear witness is the power of an awesome God to save a people who don't even know they need to be saved. I hear the great rescue story of Brother Biyah, and I've heard it more than once, but every time I hear it, I'm just moved, and if I wasn't so doggone macho, I might cry. But I'm telling you, it's a moving story because it touches the heart of a Muslim who knows that God can pull you up out of a swamp in northeastern Louisiana filled with alligators and white folks, and whichever one is more dangerous, you make the choice. But he pulled our brother up out of that swamp and put him on a Greyhound bus with the first black Greyhound bus driver that had ever been hired in the South. It just so happened that was the bus that came by and saw Brother B.I. crawling out of the swamp onto the road, signaling for a chance to get some help. And when the bus driver pulled over, he knew what had happened to his brother, and he said, come on, get on the bus. I'll take you to safety. That ain't nobody but Almighty Allah.
Allah.
When Brother Kenneth talked about the wheel, its incredible healing power, that is something that he said is worth praying for. Good God Almighty. Praying for the healing of the wheel. We don't worship no spook mystery God. We're not praying for a miraculous ray of sunshine to enter the window and turn purple and all of a sudden we're healthy. No, we're talking about a scientific application of universal laws of mathematics and engineering and medicine that will heal a people who are so sick we don't even know we got a problem. Man, think about it. In the final call and in the time and what must be done, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan informs us that there are scientists who say that the science aboard the wheel is thousands of years advanced over what the best that they have on earth among the Caucasians is today. Did y'all hear it like I heard it? And it says that the other scientists say that they're millions of years ahead because they can't even limit it to thousands of years of technological superiority over the medicine and science of this world. I don't know about you, but like my brother Jihad, I'm talking about my brother right there with the tight fade haircut, the hospital gown, and the combat boots. I'm talking about my brother right there. That brother, Jihad, that I'm talking to you tonight, brother, you have been a friend in a nation that is, over time, you have established your friendship in the nation. And friendship can be a fragile flower. Do you all agree? It's the kind of thing that can go one way or another way. But you've been a consistent and faithful friend. I wish I could have done much more for you and for others for much longer a period of time. But that flower of friendship that can be fragile has been durable with you, Brother Jihad. You've always been a good brother, a good friend. Sometimes you call out the middle of the blue just to check on a brother. You know how rare that is? You just call, hey, man, I wanted to know how you're doing, brother. How you feel, brother? And that kind of friendship is invaluable in a cold and uncaring world like this one that we are surrounded by. So I want to tell you I love you, brother, and my prayers are with you. My heart goes out to you and to Sister Belinda and to your family. It goes out to all of the Muslims who work with you. It goes out to my dear brother. You may hear him later on the line tonight, the great Captain Jax, my brother who served with me in Philadelphia. I don't even want to tell y'all how good it's going to be when you hear from him. But these are the friends. These are the brothers who make it possible. Now, let me leave you all by telling you something about the power of Allah to heal. He can even heal the breaches and breaks between us and among us. Some of us are so mean to one another. Some of us are so cold. I'm talking about to one another. You can catch hell right here in the Nation of Islam. I know it's a surprise to many of you, but you can catch hell in the Nation of Islam. Brother Jihad, to my knowledge, has never been the kind of brother who has given anybody hell. He's always tried to put his boots on the ground and be on the front line for Islam. And that I'm very grateful to my brother for. So, Sister Dawn, thank you for your words. Just get you a new calendar, okay? Just go ahead and get you an accurate calendar. Mm-hmm. Sister Queen Aziza, thank you so much for your hospitality. Thank you all, dear brothers and sisters, for tuning in. I love y'all so much, I can't even tell you, you know. You're more valuable than money. And some of us would go through all kinds and jump through all kinds of hoops. If we dropped a $100 bill behind us, we'd scratch, but bam, we go over there and grab it. But what about the friendship of the believers? Let's keep ourselves friendly. Let's keep ourselves in love. Let's keep ourselves on top of this thing and go through all we got to go through. Hold on, Muslims. Happiness is just around the bend. Hold on, Muslims. It won't be long. Hold on. We're going up yonder to be with our Lord. And Jihad, get yourself together, brother. Get yourself together. Come on. We got plenty of work to do. Let's get our boots on the ground. Get back on that front line. Love you all. Thank you so very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Brother Samir. Oh, God, I'm not going to do this. Okay. Thank you, Brother Samir. I am just so moved by your words, and I know when Brother Jihad hears this, it's really going to move him because, Brother Jamil has been working so hard, and he has a kind of freaky schedule, and Brother Jihad has so long tried to get Brother Jamil on this time of night, and it just didn't seem to happen here lately. And so just to hear you speak and bear witness and to hear you make us laugh, I know I'm crying, but I'm happy because I know this is just going to uplift his spirit. So, and I love you, Brother Jamil, and I thank you for coming on. And You know, you are the father of my wisdom. You know, I tell you that all the time, even though you deny it, you are the father of my wisdom. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Okay. We're going to take some time because I know Sister Belinda is at work, but I want to bring her in now. Sister Belinda, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam. How is everyone this evening?
We are blessed, Queen. We are blessed just wanting to hear from you. And if you would share with us an update on Brother Jihad and how he's doing. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Introduce yourself first, Queen, please.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Again, I'm Sister Belinda Muhammad. I've been the wife of Brother Jihad for over 32 years. We have six beautiful children together, and we've got four sons and two daughters, and they are all very strong and soldiering through this trial of their father. And on behalf of my family, I do want to thank all of the believers for your prayers and your well wishes. We can't tell you what that has done for us and what it means to our family to have, especially those close believers who just call and text and encourage us every day. We are so eternally grateful for you. But of course, as always, I do want to start off in the most holy name of Allah, who came to us all in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah who came. I bear witness that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is thine exalted Christ. And I bear witness that the honorable Louis Farrakhan is thy divine reminder and comforter. And I greet you all with the greetings of peace and of paradise of Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa Alaikum Salaam, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Although it's been a very difficult road for my family and myself, again, I do want to thank everyone, and I know that Allah has truly blessed us to remain very strong in this trial. I also want to thank those brothers, those sisters who have supported my family in the way of meals. I mean, when this thing jumped off, it happened so very quickly. There were sisters that just fell to the front line and said, we'll take care of your family meals for you. Don't worry about it. That made it a lot easier for me to be at the hospital day and night. In the beginning of the brother's injury, the doctors weren't very optimistic at all in terms of the extent of his injury.
Yes.
But they had no idea what they had lying in that bed before them. They had no idea the power of the God that we serve. They kept telling me that Brother Jihad was very ill, but somewhere around that fifth day, one nurse whispered to me that she saw life in his eyes. They couldn't figure out why he was opening his eyes 2 days after being in a coma. They couldn't figure out why he was able to move his arms, his legs, and even sit up on his third day after his coma, after being in the coma. They couldn't figure out why on the fourth day he was strong enough to take the cords, that his feeding tube and cords, and wrap them around, and it took myself and another nurse to loosen his hands from that cord. They couldn't figure that out, and somewhere around the sixth or seventh day, he was having trouble maintaining his blood pressure. So the nurse and I watched his blood pressure go up and down again. And that lasted for, I guess, about an hour. So I spoke with one of my sisters, and my sister reminded me. She says, sis, here's what you do. You command him to stabilize his blood pressure. So I said, okay. So I went and I whispered into brother's ear, and I said, you have the power to stabilize your blood pressure. And I whispered it into his ear over and over. And then the next morning when they were changing shifts, because the nurses had to give a report from one nurse to the other, and they had to do it in the room where he and I were. And she said, we were having trouble with his blood pressure, but for some reason, his brain seems to be stabilizing his blood pressure. So I said to her, what did you say? And she said, we can't quite figure it out, but his brain seems to be stabilizing his blood pressure. So I just kind of chuckled. So I just kind of chuckled. And I said, he's doing that because I told him to do that. And she said, well, you need to tell him to do some other stuff. So all praise is due to Allah. They just had no clue of the God that we serve. And Allah surely showed forth his power to a point where even they had to bear witness that prayer is what got him through this trial this far. They say it's got to be a miracle. It's just a miracle. A doctor told me Saturday night, the same doctor that received him in the first day, who told me that it didn't look good. The doctor, that same doctor we spoke to Saturday night, he said, I just don't get it. I don't understand it. It's nothing less of a miracle. It had to be clear. I said, praise is due to Allah.
That's right.
And just so you all know, by Allah's grace and mercy, none of the bad things that they said could happen to him. None of those things happen. And brothers and sisters, we are pleased to let you know that your brother was watching television last week. He was mouthing words last week. He actually spoke on Saturday. And for the first time in 3 weeks, he actually had he actually laughed. In fact, he was making fun of people. I said, honey, you can't be making fun of the nurses and and he was even trying to get out of the bed yesterday. I told the nurses and doctors, I said, you got to watch him because he's trying to get out of the bed. Oh, he's been doing that. Okay. So this brother, he's trying to get back to work, Brother Minister Jamil. He's trying to go back to work. And I also am so very thankful to Allah to let you know that he was released from the intensive care unit today. He is now in rehab. And inshallah, he will be making tremendous progress there as well. He has overcome every difficulty that the hospital said that he couldn't do. He has done, by Allah's permission. I am so thankful. And again, I'm so very, very, very thankful for all of your prayers. Every single fast that you have, we are so appreciative. We are so thankful. And I thank Allah very much for you. Assalamualaikum.
Yes. Walaikum salam. Thank you, Sister Belinda. And Queen, we thank you. We thank you for being a remarkable MGT, a wonderful wife and mother. And I personally thank you for just being by my brother's side, because I know that a great part of his motivation is you. So we thank you, Queen, for taking care of our brother, and may Allah continue to bless you with strength and give you everything that you need, you know, to get through these trying times. And I'm going to give the email address one more time. And, you know, just people, send as much as you can. And the reason why I am such an advocate for PayPal, it's so inexpensive. It's, I think it's like 26 cents per $5 or something like that. So please, any donation you want to give, but we ask for at least a minimum of $5 to Belinda, B-E-L-I-N-D-A, 6858 at yahoo.com. Belinda, B-E-L-I-N-D-A, 6858 at yahoo.com. Thank you so much, Sister Belinda, for taking the time and sharing this personal incident with us, because he is an inspiration to many, to many. So thank you for taking the time and joining us tonight. Okay. Oh, I thought we had Brother James on the phone. Okay. Well, we're going to take 314-651. You got a question or, I mean, you got a comment or something you want to say to Brother Jihad?
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Yes. This is Brother Kareem, man.
What's going on?
First and foremost, what I want to say is, I've been listening in, and it's just wonderful. And I want to say to Brother Jihad, although I have not known him long and only have known him through Nation Building Network at this point, that his efforts and what he does have always been an inspiration to me since I became aware of Nation Building. So I want to thank Allah for him and thank him for his efforts. I want to offer this to him first from the Holy Quran. It's Surah 93. It's the first five ayats. It states, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, by the brightness of the day and the night when it is still, thy Lord has not forsaken thee, nor is he displeased. And surely the latter state is better for thee than the former. And soon will thy Lord give thee so that thou wilt be well pleased. Zaka Allah, surely Allah speaks the truth. And I'm not going to be long. I just also want to bear witness to the fact that what Brother Jamil has said, Sister Don has said, and the testimony just given by Sister Belinda bears absolute witness to what we are taught. I listened to her very carefully. Like she said, she told him, and they said that his brain stabilized his blood pressure. Well, that's an absolute bearing of witness to what we've been given. We're taught that thought travels at the rate of 24 billion miles per second. Now, one thing that many may not know is that when those thoughts go out, they circle the atmosphere at 24 billion miles per second, collecting like energy, which returns to the sender of the thoughts to aid them in whatever it is they're striving to accomplish. So, I mean, if nothing else, this is a bearing of witness to the God that we serve. No spook, but a real, living, and true God.
Yes,
yes, they consider it a miracle because it's beyond their comprehension because, I'm sorry, they call it the medical profession. Personally, from what I see, they are the death dealers because everything they do is designed for that. However, Brother Jihad's recovery and continued growth is a bearing of witness to the real, true, and living God, that God is human being. God is man, male and female. So that's all I wanted to say. I mean, I'll be glad when my brother's back on so I can hear him moving forward with these various programs. I've had the pleasure of working with him once or twice on the program, but I make it a point to listen in every time he's on. So that's all I wanted to say, Queen Aziza. And I'm going to be on the line. I'm just going to listen. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you, Brother Kareem, who is Vice President of our Nation Building Movement Network. Okay, we're going to move on down the line. There's someone else out of St. Louis. So area code 314-475. Your mic is live.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, sir.
This is Brother Gene calling from, I'm in Ohio, originally from St. Louis.
Yes, sir.
First and foremost, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. We thank him for raising up in our midst the divine leader, teacher, and guide, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and leaving with us a divine warner, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. First and foremost, I want to say I had the privilege of meeting Brother Jihad in 2009. We met in the suburbs of Atlanta. And when I first met Brother Jihad, I had been around the nation for over 20-something years. But Brother Jihad, what he shared with me a vision. And the vision that he shared with me is the resurrecting of the dead. And in that conversation we had over lunch that day, you know, his main concern was the resurrection of the dead and going out and getting the soldiers and going out and resurrecting the people. Nothing you've done, Brother Jihad, was out of self-aggrandizement. And I just want to show you or let you know that you have been a mentor through my journey with the Nation of Islam. You have brought me back home where I belong. And I know that you have just earned your badge of honor because you have went out in the jungles of America to save black people. And I also want to thank Sister Belinda for being there and being an innkeeper to help my brother restore his balance. And Brother Jihad, your work does not go in vain. When I've heard that this tragic happened, you know, I prayed to the mighty God that he will bring you through. And the first thought that came to my mind after that was, get up, you mighty soldier. There's work to be done. As Brother Dream just said, thought travels 24 billion miles per second. And I don't doubt one time that you did not hear what I said. Get up, you mighty soldier. There's work to be done. But I just want you to know you have just earned your badge of honor, because you have went out into the jungles and the battlefields of America, and you did bring home a wounded soldier. And I want to thank all the believers for their prayers. And, brother, I look forward to seeing you on Thursday in Atlanta. It's July. I'm going to be making a trip, and I just can't wait to see you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you, Brother Gene, who is always on our airwaves, giving us tremendous support. Thank you, dear brother. Okay, we have a lot of you on the phone. I'm coming to you as quickly as possible, so let's go to area code 504. Your mic is live. 504-236. I'm sorry.
This is Brother Willie Muhammad from house number 46, New Orleans. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, student minister Willie Muhammad. How are you, sir?
By Allah's grace, I'm fired up from what I'm hearing everybody say as well, sister. So, you know, want to thank you all for actually putting this together. And, of course, our brother Jihad, as he listens to this, want to thank him as well for the work that he does. And I'll just be straight to quickly with my point so everybody else can get on. I would like to begin by reading, saying some brief words that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said in Closing the Gap, page 318. Which he was told by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Exalted Christ. The minister said the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told him, he said, when you go to visit a person that is sick, if you put the right word in their ear within 8 minutes and 20 seconds, you will see a change in that spirit of such a person. And I pray to Almighty God Allah that he uses me and all of those on the phone, that what he blesses us to say a right word to our brother in his ears so that we can raise his spirit and that Allah can use our word that he gives us to help him in his recovery process. You know, I've never met Brother Jihad physically, but I believe I've met him, or I feel that I've met him in the best way. I met him spiritually. And I met him spiritually from the standpoint of with the best spirit. And when I say the best spirit, it wasn't that we met to discuss our views about football or basketball or politics. No, we met by talking about, in the spirit of, and talking about how we can better help Allah's messenger in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, to get our people and to inspire those who said that we will help him. That's the spirit that I met our brother in. And as I heard his wife speaking, I Googled the name Jihad and saw what the meaning was. And listen to this. It says, people with this name have a deep inner desire to use their abilities in leadership and to have personal independence. They would rather focus on large, important issues and delegate the details. Sounds like how that's our brother, is that right?
Absolutely.
It goes further. It says, people with this name are excited by change, adventure, and excitement. They are dynamic, visionary, versatile, able to make constructive use of freedom. They fight being restricted by rules and conventions. They tend to be optimistic, energetic, intelligent, and to make friends easily. And it says that they may be changeable, restless, untidy, and courageous. So when we hear those words, that's our brother. And I want Brother Jihad to know and his family to know that, brother, I appreciate you for all that you have done and all that you will do, because what God is giving you right now is another opportunity to testify. And the Bible says that the way that Satan was defeated was by the power, it said, by the blood of the Lamb and the power of their testimony. Well, we know you know the Lamb, and we know that you have another testimony that you're going to give to inspire all of us. So as I close, Sister Aziza, I'll say to all of those who are on the line, you know, let's take advantage and make donations to the family of our brother. She gave out the, Sister Aziza gave out the email addresses, Belinda6858@yahoo.com. Whatever it is that we can give them, and also let's keep up our prayers. But as Jesus told Peter, when Peter said, Jesus asked Peter, he said, "Lovest thou me, Peter?" Peter said, "Yes." And Jesus said, "Well, feed my sheep." He told him that they went three times. But what Jesus was letting him know is that if you love me, carry on the work that you see me have a love for. And the work that Brother Jihad has, that's the love, that his the work that he's involved in. That's the work of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Ahmed Haj Muhammad, and of Allah himself. So Brother Jihad started that phone conference to help inspire. Every Tuesday they will call out the brothers on the front line and the sisters on the front line. Let's stay on the front line and be brotherly and sisterly and continue to work in the same mission that our brother stood for. Love you, Brother Jihad.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Student Minister Willie Muhammad out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you so much. He's going to be so happy to hear that message from you and you firing up the soldiers on his behalf because you know that's what he loves to do. So thank you for that very powerful and beautiful message. Thank you so much, beloved, for taking the time and calling in. Thank you.
All praise due to Allah.
Yes, sir. Okay, we're going to go right down the line. So area code 234, your mic is now live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Albert. How are you, beloved?
I'm fine by the grace of Almighty God Allah, and I've been on the line for the last 20 minutes. And I just want to humbly say, first and foremost, in the name of Allah, the one God, who appeared to us in the person of the Master Farad Muhammad, on behalf of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I greet you all in a nation of greeting words of peace and paradise. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
I'm going to make this very quick because I know that there's others that's on the line. And I'm going to try to be as quick as I can. But I would have to say that I thank Almighty God Allah for Brother Jihad. I did not know that in actuality this was Brother Joseph that actually trained me, raised me in the city of Paterson, New Jersey. I stood with this brother pound for pound as we sojourned, and he taught me how to be what I am today, a soldier for Muhammad. And on the prayer line that we have each morning, we ask Allah each morning to protect our brother and bring our brother home with a speedy recovery. I thank Almighty God Allah for Brother Jihad and all that he has given to me, those that was around us, and the work that he continues to do. I thank Allah for his family. I thank Allah for everything that that brother has in him because he put the spirit in me. He taught me how to overcome difficulties. He taught me how to rise above emotions into the thinking of God. I soldiered with this brother one-on-one. The first responsibility Brother Jihad gave me was to be a recruiting officer. He told me, "Brother, go get the fish and bring them to Mr. Muhammad." So with that being said, family, may Allah continue to bless our brother. And he show his miraculous and his speedy recovery, come back to the family, and continue to work. Inshallah, I will speak with brother. It's, I hadn't heard from brother in almost 20-something years. And this is what I found out. It's hurting, but by the same token, Allah's God. Allah's God. And our brother is all right. So with that being said, thank you, Sister Aziza, for allowing me to share a few words on behalf of my brother. Thank you, Brother Todd. Thank your family. And come on home, brother. It's work to be done. I sound like a family.
Wa alaikum salam. And that was Brother Albert from, he's in Youngstown, Ohio, but he is from New Jersey, and he didn't even know that that was Brother Joseph's as he was formerly known. So I'm going to make sure that he gets that message, Brother Albert, and make sure that the two of you connect up very, very soon. Okay, we got a call from 832-723. Your mic is now live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, giving me honor and giving me praise for giving me another chance to correct yesterday's mistakes and being in this mighty nation of Islam under the leadership and under the guidance of the Most Honorable Minister Farrakhan, who stands strong on the foundation of the teachings of Mr. Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Sister, I thank you so much, this is Brother Dennis, for giving me this opportunity to say a few words. I'm just so moved and motivated by all of my family, those senior elders of our nation, the great Minister Biar, who we hold him up high in our minds and in our hearts, because when it comes to understanding the power of Master Farah Muhammad and his ability to save the believers, he stand high to let us know that there's no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, and that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is truly, truly not only the exalted Christ, but now executing power and authority. I'm moved, sister. When you called me, you remembered what you said to me. I was in Houston, Texas, because Brother Jihad, to be honest with you, Brother Jihad has been our manager and bookie for the emeritus captain going on a OG tour. And if it was not for Brother Jihad, I wouldn't have been in Houston, Texas.
That's right.
I had already had booked my ticket for an event that he booked that was later moved up to another date, and I'm very happy about that. But when you told me about our brother, I was on the plane, and you know how you have to turn off the phone at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard in my voice, sister, as we
yes,
were
sir.
Both crying, because we knew that there's a God. I don't care what they say. I said to you, sister, it's not over till Allah says over. Did I not say that to you?
Yes, sir, you absolutely did.
And I said it with a great, strong conviction, crying to Master Farah Muhammad, calling on the God from the bottom of my heart. As the Quran says, from a sincere heart. I have been blessed, family. I love my sister, Captain Dawn. Oh, I miss her so much. We soldiered a lot on the East Coast. I love my brother, Minister Jamil, dearly. I love the words that Brother Kenneth said. And everyone who said, quoted wisdom and kind words. And Brother Minister Willie just broke that brother's name down so beautifully that is our dear brother. But one of the things I have been blessed and fortunate, as many of you have, and that is have been able to walk in the company of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. And being with the minister over these many, many years, willing to give my life at a drop of a hatpin for that man, I have been blessed to see many, many, many great, we call them miracles. But I've been blessed to see Allah's hand. Over my 42 years as a Muslim, do what some people would call the impossible. But Brother Jihad is a brother, that all he ever wanted was to build the brotherhood and get the number one Final Call newspaper out there in the streets in the hands of the people. That was our brother, and my desire was to unite the Muslims, bring the brotherhood back the way it used to be, where we believe in that true creed, that you're not a true Muslim unless you want for your brother and your sister what you want for yourself. That Brother Jihad wanted to bring back what we call Brother Biyar, Brother Jamil, that old-time religion. And who best that Allah would use than to have Brother Jihad got us on the phone today, united.
That's
some
right.
of us ain't talked to one another in years. But here's the beautiful thing, sister. It's not at New Geneva that we come together. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
most people come together under the most difficult moments. We're coming together under joyous moments.
That's
and
right.
That is what's so beautiful. Now, I'm so glad that this is being pre-recorded for our brother to hear later on, because I just want to give him that old fired-up captain spirit, and if I give it to him straight with no chaser, if he's listening to it now, they would have a problem in the hospital. He would be right now getting up, pulling everything out of his arms, and he'd be ready to put some boots on the ground, and they would have a difficult moment restraining brother right now. So I don't want to give him that old captain speech. But I want to say that, you know, we sometimes may wonder how come God did not give us the choice of death. We kind of may, some of us may feel it's unfair that God didn't give us the choice of death. We don't know when and how any one of us is going to ever leave here. Many of us would like to choose how we're going to die, and if we had a choice, I'm just keeping them straight with no thing. If we had a choice, most of us would want to die peacefully in our sleep. I've never known no one who want to die going out with their head being chopped off. I just don't think that's the way I want to leave it. But I don't know what Allah has in plan for Brother Dennis. But if he did gave us the choice, being that he didn't give us the choice, we live our lives. I'm sure Malcolm wouldn't have went out there on that stage in the auto ballroom if he knew that he was going to be pumped with some lead that day. I'm sure Martin wouldn't have went out on that balcony if he knew that was the last day of his life. But God didn't give us the choice of death. He gave us one better, family. He gave us the choice of life.
Come on.
And man, do you know how powerful that is, that God gave us the choice of life? Meaning, I don't care how much you're a child and your parents want to choose your way of living, they don't have the power to choose that for you. God gave you that independence. God gave us that independence to choose life the way we want to live it.
That's right, brother.
Make no difference how you live it, but you have the choice. So you don't have to live a fool if you don't want to. You don't have to live a coward, being a coward if you don't want to. You don't have to live a poor man if you don't want to. You don't have to live an ignorant man if you don't want to. God don't even step in and choose our life for us. God only intervenes in our life when we ask for God's intervention. That's how powerful and independent God has given us the power to choose on our own. We can't even be forced to accept Islam.
Yes, sir.
So.
Yes, sir.
I have chose to live my life. This is me talking. I have chose to give my life for the preservation and the protection of the Nation of Islam and all of its members. I have chosen, Brother Dennis, to give my life to protect that man, Minister Louis Farrakhan. I have chosen to give my life to die in Allah's name. And that's my choice. Ain't nothing y'all could do about that. But Brother Jihad chose the way to give his life as well. And he didn't choose to give his life to go out the way they thought he was going to go out. Because that wasn't his choice.
Come on.
His choice was to live his life. Lifting up our nation. Lifting up the brotherhood. Lifting up the Final Call newspaper. He chose that. That's the path Brother Jihad chose. And because that's the path Brother Jihad chose, Allah is going to allow him to fulfill that path. But I say, dear believers, since we're going to die anyway, tick, and we all going to die. I was blessed to walk the Honorable Minister Farrakhan out the hospital in Washington, D.C. after he came out from under 14-hour surgery. And I'm going to share this with y'all. The minister looked very frail, and I remember him in the wheelchair. He had a cap on. It looked like it was so small. I mean, so big on his head, and he looked like his head was so small. I remember the nurses telling us around the minister, now you take care of that man. That man is very special. Y'all hear me? Y'all take good care of him. That's what the nurses were saying to us, the security. And the minister was in his chair, and I'm telling you, I'm standing right next beside the minister, and he had his head down, and I could hear the man, the minister, under his breath. I heard these words. I don't know if nobody else heard him. I'm telling you what I heard. He said, I promise Allah, I'm going to work harder in your name. I promise you, Allah, I'm going to work harder in your name. Now, I'm telling you what Brother Dennis heard. I don't know if nobody else heard, but this is what I heard, and I would never lie on what I heard coming out the minister's mouth. And y'all know that about me. And I
yes,
said,
sir.
This was the thought that was in my mind. This was the thought. I'm sharing, you, sharing with you my thought. I said, what kind of man is this? Coming off the death's door, coming off the table. He's not talking about going and chilling the iron after he even met death. He's not talking about slowing down because I'm at that age in my health. I need to spend time more. That ain't what the leader was saying. This man was dead to God. I'm going to work harder in your name.
Yes,
that
sir.
Touched me, man.
Yes, sir. Because
no matter how we all face a difficult moment, we know one thing about the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, y'all. He going hard in the paint. And nobody can stop him. Well, I say that about Brother Jihad. Brother Jihad, telling him, nobody going to stop me when I get ready to go hard in the paint. That's why Allah,
yes,
allow our brother to heal and to get better. He got a big
yes,
job
sir.
To do. And God is only boosting our spirit up for Savior's Day because you know what? We all need to be tested in our faith. And that's what it did for me, Sister Aziza. Brother Jihad's
yes,
situation tested Brother Dennis's faith. I've seen many miracles, but God is letting me know he's still in charge. So don't be afraid, dear believer, because we may have to face death tomorrow. But know this, and we don't know nothing else. Put your faith in Master Farah Muhammad and his Christ and his messenger. He got us, y'all. He got us. And no matter what difficulty we may face and what sickness we may have, there's not nothing that God can't heal for us. And it ain't over till God says over. So I want to say to his wife, Sister Belinda, sister, from me and my family, we're donating. I'm going to put that on the page for $100. I talked to Brother Emeritus Captain Majid in Detroit. He couldn't get on, but he said he's donating from his family $50. And anyone else, remember, let us show that we are true believers until we want for our brother. We'll be one for ourselves. Thank you, Sister Aziza. I love every one of you. Hey, listen, Brother Minister Pierre, I love you. Brother Jamil, I love you. Sister Dawn, you know I love you. You know I've been keeping an update on Facebook. I've been letting everybody know about Brother Jihad on Facebook, and those that's on my page, they love Brother Jihad. And Brother Jihad
yes,
has stripped everybody's face. So come on, Brother
yes,
Jihad. Get some damn boots back on the ground.
Original
salute. And that's the man that... And you got the manager, man. I'm looking for another bookie, man. The team is waiting on you to manage us. Thank you, Sister Lovey. I love everybody. I hope I ain't finished, but assalamu alaikum, dear family.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Captain. Original salute, sir. Oh, my goodness. I love to hear him teach, and I remember that day. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't think of anybody else to call. And Brother Captain Dennis was the first person that I called, and I
my spirit was all over the place, but I tell you, by the time I got off that phone, I knew my brother was going to be all right because I heard that word from Captain Dennis, and he had such a conviction. He told me, he said, "Sister, don't you cry." He said, "Allah God got our brother," and I was all right. I was all right. So, Brother Captain, thank you for getting me through that very, very tough, tough moment. It was a matter of minutes, I think maybe five, between the time I got the call about Brother Jihad to the time I called you. So, Brother, thank you for strengthening me. And I know you are FOI Captain, but you was my captain that day, right there at that moment. Thank you, sir. So very much.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me that heads up so I can put that prayer on speed dial real quick to the God. I was on the plane.
Yes, sir.
I was talking crazy. I said, "You got to take me, Allah. Take me." He's a good man. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We're going to move quickly because we still have a lot of people that we have not heard from. So area code 770-719. Your mic is now live.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Stanley. This is Brother Stanley Bateen Muhammad. And I just wanted to weigh in for my beloved brother Jihad, who has been a dear friend of mine personally for years, and it makes me, and he has made me to know that he is a friend of the Nation of Islam. He is a friend of Allah. He is a friend of the believers, and he has such a wonderful spirit, such a passionate spirit, and you know, sometimes that passionate spirit, sometimes it can work against us. But I wouldn't have my brother any other way. The main thing that I just wanted to say was that, you know, we love you, Brother Jihad. And I have been praying night and day, every day, for you since I heard about the misfortune. But it makes me think about something that the minister told me personally many years ago. He said, "Brother, the Quran teaches us, it says that whenever a misfortune befalls you, know that Allah is your patron." And he said, "Brother, look up that word patron." And so I would implore all of those on the line to look up that word patron, for Allah is our patron, and Brother Jihad is our patron, and we should strive to be each other's patron and exhibit the love for one another as he has exhibited toward us. May Allah bless Brother Jihad with a speedy and full of 1,000% recovery. And I will continue to pray and urge each and every one of you to continue to do the same. Thank you so much for the opportunity to weigh in for my brother, who we affectionately refer to each other as our twin. I love you, brother. And I look forward to kissing your cheek and holding your hand and just loving on you some more, brother, because you're just a very lovable, adorable, admirable brother in our midst. Thank you so much.
Yes,
family.
Yes,
assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Bateen. Okay, area code 301, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Brother Vernon.
Well, Lake of Salam, Brother Vernon. I'm blessed. I'm another member of our nation building family. Yes, sir.
Thank Allah.
You
didn't get a chance to. Oh, indeed. I didn't get a chance to get on from the beginning, so I didn't hear everyone who came to put love in the air, but in the name of Allah, I thank all of you for this type of energy, that when we get together, we don't talk about any of the negatives, but we get together to put positivity out there, and we know that the spirit of Allah that's within us can move mountains and can do some incredible things. I'm thankful to know Brother Jihad. I never actually met him physically and in person, but from the moment that I heard you speak his name to me, Sister Queen, it was to let me know that this is a brother who is doing the work. This is the brother who is taking this that we say we believe in seriously. And from the moment that he was doing the first of the radio show out on the front line with the Fruit of Islam, from that very first one that he did on up until 2 or possibly 3 weeks before I got the news from you that he was in the hospital, when I just got a call and found out that he was in New Mexico, I'm like, what you doing out there, brother? He was doing the work. That's all yeah. I know of Brother Jihad. He is exemplary in my eyes and in my mind and in my heart. And I consider myself the least of all the FOI. But when I think about my brother, I see someone, I see a man who takes what I say I believe in seriously, and a testimony to the fact that he took it seriously and this was real to him is the fact that so many people are here pouring out this kind of love to him. So to Brother Jihad, I know that you feel what I'm saying to you, brother. We have a date with destiny we have to meet. So you hang on, brother. You get better, brother, in the name of Allah. You come back to us, and I pray that Allah will preserve us so that we can come to you and continue to do the work that is necessary for us to do. We all are ready to get our boots on the ground. We all are ready to stand on the front lines, and we can't do that to the fullest degree unless we have you with us. So come on back to us, brother. In Allah's name, come on back to us, and let's go ahead and live for this mission.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Vernon. He will be so happy to hear that from you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Allahu Akbar.
All right. Area code 662-321, your mic is live.
As-salamu alaykum, Sister Gidget.
Walaikum salam, Brother Jihad's favorite DJ, DJ Black Caesar. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And I just want to say assalamu alaikum to everybody out there listening. You guys are the best, man. I can't say anything other than good stuff about you guys. You guys are everything that I think of in the world that should be corrected. You guys are corrected. You guys are on top of it, and I just want to show you guys a lot of love and support. I salute every one of you guys. You guys are mostly I can't say enough about you guys, man. It's like the Muslim people, you guys are Muslims, and I got to say that your Muslim people are really on top of it. You guys should be all of you guys should be the president of the world right now. I say that. You guys should be the president of the world, and I got something else to say, too, to my brother, man. I got something to say to my brother right now. I didn't know he was ill until Sister Gidget called me today. I knew nothing about it, and I feel ashamed that I didn't know. I should keep up with what's going on in the Nation of Islam. But it came to a surprise to me today. Sister Gidget called me up. She was like, hey, we're going to show some support to my guy. You need to come on and say something about him because you are part of the Nation of Islam. And I was like, yes, Sister Gidget, I'll be there. So I came out of a Nerve DJ meeting tonight. We had a Nerve DJ meeting. It was pretty long. It's still going on right now. But I came out because I wanted to show my support, and I wanted to salute my brother, man. And I just want to say I love you, brother, and I hope you're well. And this is coming from the Christian side right now, brother, coming from I'm not a Muslim, but I am a believer in Christ. And my beliefs in Christ, I got to say this to you, man. I hope you get well. I hope everything's going good for you, brother. And when you hear this, you're going to hear my voice DJ Black Caesar, man. Your boy, DJ Black Caesar, representing you, brother. And I love you, brother. You're a good guy. This guy came to me. He's like, hey, DJ Black Caesar, I need your help, man. I need your help on this. I need you to help me out with this. And I always was there for him. So I'm there for you, brother, right now, man. And your time of need, man, I'm there for you, supporting you, sitting back in the back line, watching everybody out there, and they all showing you love, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, DJ Black Caesar, so much. He'll be more than happy to hear your voice. You know that.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Sister
you.
Gidget.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we have area code 240. Your mic is live.
Okay, this is me. Yes, Salam alaikum. How you doing, my sister?
Salam.
This is Brother
I'm well,
Muhammad. Yes.
Brother who? I'm sorry.
This is Brother Curtis Muhammad.
Oh, yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, it's Salam. I just want to say that I am honored that I was called to be able to say a few words on the line. First of all, we bear witness there's no God but Allah, Muhammad is his messenger. When I heard Captain Dennis on the line speaking, and when he was talking about he was on the plane, to show you his captaincy, he called me. As soon as you got off the phone with him, he called me from the plane. He said, man, what's going
yes,
on with
sir.
Brother Jahar? I said, I just talked to Jahar yesterday and said, what's happening? He said, man, I just got a phone call from a sister out of Texas. And he was telling me what the situation. He said, I'm on the plane. I know more than you. You on the ground. I said, wait a minute, man. I said, hold on. Let me try out what's going on. I give that back to you. I said, that information don't sound right. And anyway, when I got with Brother Naeem, I told him, I said, put some brothers on the ground. Go over to the hospital right now. Find out what's happening with brothers. Give me a report back. I got the report back, and I just want to say, before I go, you know, as being a former host of the NORFC in prayer line, me and Brother Jahar used to talk every day. And
yes, sir.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had gave us instructions on the prayer line. He said, brother, every day you all pray, he said, pray for the sick. And you never know what sickness may fall on you at. He said, but if you pray for Allah in advance, then when one of us gets sick, Allah is already there to pre-heal that person, those that he chooses to take through and bring them to the other side. He takes us to the door of death, and then he gives us life to let us know that he is God and there is no God but him. And that
sir.
If we depend on him and him alone, don't make no difference how many of us say whatever we say, we must reach out to the creator of the universe, give him the praise and the thanks, and ask him for his mercy, his grace, and his blessing. That he showers down on us because we never know what the next second is going to bring for any one of us. I just want to say, my brother Jahar, soldier under me as a captain in Atlanta, Georgia, he's a soldier indeed. And when he told me that listening to the prayer line that we started over 4 years ago, the NORFC and prayer line, that he wanted to do something because the prayer line was designed to try to increase the sales of the final call. He said, brother, we got to bring back some of the old to have actually made the final call what it is. And he said, and I think we're going to come out with a program, and he told me what the name of it was. That's why I'm on the front line, boots on the ground. And his show was very successful, is successful, and I thank Allah for all the brothers and the believers that's on the line. And I just want to say that I have a surety in my heart from Allah that brother's going to be all right. When I heard that he was in a situation, I said, oh, Allah is God. And when we say Allahu Akbar, then Allah shows us his power by the split second. As you say, at the blinking of an eye, he can change a situation and turn it from one situation into that which is of good, that all eyes can bear witness that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. I thank Allah so much for allowing me to be a Muslim, or striving to be a Muslim, and that he allowed me to hear the mockery of the great master of Muhammad, and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and our leader, teaching God today, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And for brothers and sisters like you that's on this line, whether you're Muslim or Christian, whatever, as long as we believe in the one true living God, we're going to be just fine. And I say to Brother Jahar, put the boots on the ground, brother. We're out on the front line waiting for you to come and lead the command. As Brother Dennis said, he's our manager for the Captain of Mercies, regional captains, to take us on this tour. So we got work to do, so I'll see you soon. May Allah bless you, Sister Belinda. We love you. thank you for hanging in there. If there's anything we can do at all, just please let us know, and we'll try to be at your service. May Allah bless you. Thank you, my sister, for allowing me to have these few words. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir. Wa alaykum salam, Brother Captain Emeritus Curtis Muhammad. What a joy to hear from you. And thank you so much for being a trainer of men and for your service to our nation. You'll never be forgotten. You still captain. Still work.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. We give all the praise to Allah and for the great Mahdi, Master Devi Farah Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and for the FOI.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Okay, area code 786. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Don't let me forget
because
without the MGT, it wouldn't be no FOI.
That's right. MGT, GCC, right
go
there
ahead,
with
go
you.
All
okay, area code
786.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Curtis. And you can stay with us because I still got Brother Dennis Mike open and a few other people. So you can stay with us if you can. And if not, I understand. We'll talk later. Absolutely. But we're going to take some more calls right now. Area code 786, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I know this voice. Woo!
What's
problem
good,
13, Brother Akbar.
Praise be to Allah. What's good, family?
Oh,
man. I just want to say about the brother, you know, I haven't met the brother personally. I met the brother on Facebook, you know. But, you know, it's a saying that we got in the streets, you know, real recognize real, you know. You don't have to meet someone personally to know and feel their spirit. You know, I haven't met the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan personally, but I know his spirit. I know him. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how I feel about Brother Jihad. When I met him, the love that he showed to me for what I do, the support that he showed my music, you know, it was overwhelming. You know, and the brother is really real. He sent me a track called Boots on the Ground with, you know, him speaking. I believe it's the intro to his show, but I'm not sure. But he wanted me to add some lyrics to the beat in between, you know, the piece, the sound bites that he has in there of himself, you know, and when I heard it banging, you know, and again, I felt his spirit coming off of the track. You know, I felt his realness, his rawness. You feel me? I see his posts when he does post, and he's always on it. You know, he ain't never on, you know, I'm trying not to cuss. He ain't never on that foolishness. You know what I'm saying? He's always on point. You feel me? This is what I know of the brother. You know, when he sent the track to me, I was very excited about working on the track, but I was, you know us, man, we procrastinate. You know, I was distracted with my own project. I'm about to drop my mixtape for Savior's Day. I was distracted with personal trials in my life, and I didn't get around to it. So when I heard what happened to the brother, man, it broke my heart. It crushed me, you know? And you know, when I initially heard what happened, it was said that he wasn't going to recover. It was said that there was too much brain damage. And, man, I was so hurt because, you know, we take each other for granted. You understand what I'm saying? We take each other for granted. We believe that tomorrow is promised. And tomorrow is not promised. And, you know, it ain't until something like this happens that, you say, damn, why didn't jump on the track and get the track to him sooner, you know? And I was real distraught and disturbed about that. And then I got the news that he was in full recovery and that the doctor saw no brain damage and that, you know, I was like, all praise is due to Allah. Now I have a chance to redeem myself and show my brother how much I appreciate and love him. So the first thing I did was I wrote my verses to that beat that he sent me. And I know that's something that he does for his, I believe it's for his show, I'm not sure. But I'm going to take the track, and it will be featured on my upcoming mixtape, The Return of the Wolverine, which, inshallah, I'll be in Detroit with it. You know, and I wish my brother a full recovery, you know, and as soon as he's fully recovered, you know, I'm coming to where he at. We're going to soldier together. You know, I got boots, too. Steel toe. You heard me? So I'm coming wherever he is,
yes,
and I'm getting my bundle, and we're going to hit the block together because I want to soldier with my brother. I want to eat a bowl of bean soup with my brother. I want to kick it with my brother because we don't know if we got tomorrow. I love
right.
you, soldier. I love you, soldier. I love you, soldier. May Allah bless you, your family, and may he bless us all in the nation of Islam. 6 months, double down, fruit. 6 months, double down. You heard what it is. Salaam alaikum.
Yes, sir.
I love that.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa alaikum salam. Mm. Problem 13. Okay, area code 205-396. Your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Sister Queen, how are you and our listeners?
Oh, I'm blessed by Allah's grace and permission. And who are we speaking with?
This is Brother Maurice Muhammad from the city of Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, sir. Brother Judge Maurice Muhammad, assalamu alaikum
praise.
To you, sir. And thank you so much.
Have a safe day to all. We're in that spirit and in that season, but I'm so glad that we are doing, just showing our reflections for our dear brother Jihad, because what he has done is so monumental in the standpoint of being a visionary. You know, he took an idea that he had and he made it come to fruition. And he brought a lot of people together who would normally never have spoken, never have known one another. And really, we've touched on a lot of ideas that we would have never been able to actually manifest without the vision of our dear brother. So as I've heard everyone speaking on, Brother Jihad, Brother Dennis, Brother Curtis, Brother Jamil, and all of the believers who love our dear brother, to his beautiful wife, we love you, sister, and we know that you're going through, and Allah is going to bless us all to get to the other side. As we are preparing and the minister's preparing a way for us, we have to prepare a way to keep our boots on the ground. And as brother, as we were talking before he was afflicted with his injury, with his illness, some things have really come in place in the Birmingham area that will open the door and really lay out the carpet for the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the areas of emergency preparedness. Allah really worked last week in Alabama where we had 3 inches of snow but 1.5 inches of ice and paralyzed our city. And now everybody is talking about emergency preparedness, which we have been talking about back in the summer, about bringing these classes around to the different cities. And so we're moving to make that happen. You know, our brother is down, so when our brother's down, we fall in and we bump up so
That's right.
Whatever he has in his mind won't deaf ears. We're going to make this a reality, and this is what we have to do, not only for Brother Jihad, but any of our brothers, because Minister Farrakhan said that when we begin to treat each other like we treat him, then we have gained serious brotherhood. We have gained and gathered the mission. So now that we are showing love for one another, then we can show even greater love and greater purpose for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Brother Jihad, heal fast, black man, and get your boots back on the ground. I know you're in the hospital trying to put your house shoes on the ground, but get your boots on the ground, black man, so we can go ahead and make our word bond to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. May Allah bless you all and keep you all. It is my prayer. I love you all, and I love you, Brother Jihad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Judge Maurice. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. You are one of his favorite people. And you know he would love to hear from you.
Praise be to Allah, because, you know, it's just, you know, Brother Jihad is a very special brother. And when he came with the idea of the show, I said, brother, count me in, whatever I can do. Let's just fall in. Just fall in and get the job done, beloved.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Okay, we have someone else on the line from Houston. I think I recognize this number. I think this is Southwest Regional Student Minister Robert Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, dear sister?
I am blessed by Allah's grace, and I'm so honored to have you here. And I take possession because this is my minister. So, assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, dear sister. I'm just sitting back, actually listening to and feeling the wonderful spirit of brotherhood and love that is on this line. And I just simply would like to add my voice to those who have spoken on behalf of our brother Jihad, and to offer just a very simple, straightforward prayer. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, O Allah, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, the world does not know you, but we will know you by your healing of our brother Jihad. Let all who have observed, let all who have witnessed the ailment that has struck him, let them see your healing power. Heal him, O Allah, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. We beg of you, we ask of you, in the name of the exalted Christ, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, to allow your servant to stand again with us and to allow us to go forth and to help your and your Christ servant, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, save as many as our people that can be saved in this dark hour. This we pray in the name of your exalted Christ, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Ameen. Dear sister, I just wanted to add my voice to those who have already spoken. This is a very critical hour. We must have boots on the ground because the flood of propaganda will come. Mm-hmm. As the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had absolutely snatched the cape, the cover, the mask off of the shadow government, it's no wonder that our broadcast was late. It's no wonder that it wouldn't upload to YouTube. It's no wonder that we're not hearing anything about our leader, teacher, and guide in our midst, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, how there's almost like a cone of silence that's been placed around what he's done. Now on Twitter, while we are, the Twitter army is tweeting and retweeting his words from the broadcast, how there are other words and things that are trending that have maybe 1,000 tweets or 1,000 retweets, but we are going literally by the tens of thousands. Yet we don't even get a mention of the time or Farrakhan in those hashtags, knowing that they have just decided that they're not going to acknowledge our efforts. But it matters not. Our job is to do what Brother Jihad continues to try to get us to do, what Brother Captain Emeritus Dennis and Curtis and others are doing in terms of not considering the boxes that we meet in, those buildings that we meet in the mosque. The mosque is the sky and the earth beneath with no walls. The mosque is where our people are. And if we believe, if any of us believe, that the mosque is those little buildings that we meet in on Monday and Wednesday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, then they don't understand that Minister Farrakhan didn't send any of his student ministers or student study group leaders to a building. He sent us to cities. And the city is our mosque. So wherever we are, let's put our boots on the ground and let us soften up the earth so that when the flood of propaganda comes and spewed forth by the dragon, because we have made the ground, the earth, soft, meaning we have softened the hard-heartedness of our people's hearts in love for us and for the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and the work of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, then that flood will be drank up by the earth. The people will say, oh, man, Farrakhan, my man. You know, I still like to smoke my little smoke, but you know something? Y'all leave the Muslims alone. Farrakhan's my man. Them brothers and sisters always stand up for us. And so we got to get out of them places we call mosques and get in them streets, because the work in the streets will open up the doors of the schools. So I pray, Allah, that each and every one of us gets that message and understands that if you can't walk into a meeting with clergy and the clergy stops what they're doing to acknowledge you, as a representative of Honorable Louis Farrakhan, you can't defend Farrakhan. If you can't walk into a room full of black nationalists, New Black Panther, or any of the nationalist groups, and they stop and acknowledge you as a representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you can't defend Farrakhan. If you can't walk in City Hall and sit down in the back of City Council chambers, and the mayor or the mayor's assistant or one of the city councilmen, don't send somebody back there to find out why the heck are you there, or why is your name on the agenda to speak. If you always got to sit around here and wait for somebody to call you to defend him, and you can't call into the radio station or call a press conference and the press come, then you can't defend Farrakhan. We got to have that kind of spirit, brother and sister, to go for. And that's the kind of spirit Brother Jihad had. And he did not let anything, titles or structure or function, stop him. He and I had many great conversations and still will have more going forward about how we do what we do, what Allah put in our heart to do. Because as Brother Akbar was saying, nobody knows what tomorrow will hold. And we need to just work our salvation out while we can and give each other flowers while we can. So, Brother Jihad, when you listen to this in ICU, I want you to get up on your toes and start dancing, champ. Remember, jab, jab, right hand, jab, jab, right hand, and then dance away. And you'll go pop, 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 and you'll dance away so fast the enemy will think he's surrounded. So may Allah bless you, Brother Jihad, and may Allah bless this Blog Talk Radio show and all who are listening. And thank you, Sister Gidget, for your nonstop love for our nation of Islam, so we may express ourselves to one another and love one another as we love Minister Farrakhan. That's the only way the nation is going to survive when he goes back to the wheel to be healed. When he goes back to the wheel, we're going to be the remnant of the seed that the dragon is going to make war with. And if we're not tight and we don't love one another, we will not survive when he returns.
That's
so I pray, Allah,
that
each and every one of us have that spirit of love for one another. Get in the spirit of atonement. And if you got issues, go get some Dianetics, get some auditing. But in the end, every tool that we need is among us. Self-improvement is the basis of community development. We can't build a community until we improve ourselves. We cannot become tight again as brothers and sisters until we atone. And we cannot get these issues that stem from our very childhood until we get into them Dianetics. All the tools are there. May Allah bless us all. Thank you, Sister Gidget, for this opportunity to speak to our nation and to those who love us and even the enemies that listen. This is your last chance and the final call. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And I'm going to tell y'all something. You know, this is such a beautiful and rare treat to have. Now, you know, because I've been around for a while, so I'm not going to tell my age, but to have Minister Biha, and The Rock wanted to be here, but he had something to do. But I did talk to Minister Rockman, and, of course, he told me, tell Brother Jihad to just keep the ground. He loved him. But to have Biha and Rock and Curtis and Dennis and just all of you, Sister Dawn, all of you together, and Brother Batin, all of you, just I'm just really overwhelmed to get all of you in one place at one time. So I feel victorious right now because I know these people, and I know your power and your strength, and I know the depth of your faith. So I'm just praying that our brother Jihad is absorbing this energy and this love, you know, and he's healing fast. I just pray that he feels it, and I know he does. But I'm just honored to have all of you here with us at one time. This is like a family reunion to me, and I love you all so, so very much. I think y'all know that, but you don't. Sister's telling you. Sister Queen is telling you she loves you very, very much. And you all have been my inspiration throughout the years. So I thank you, all of you, so very much. And someone special to me is joining us from College Park, Georgia, Student Minister Stanley Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir. Student Minister Stanley, are you there? Come off of mute. I know he's on the line. Okay. Let me see. Okay, so area code 414, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister Queen, this is Brother David Muhammad from Milwaukee.
Oh, yes, so Sister Student Minister David.
I just wanted to make my word bond and call in because I have much love for Brother Jihad. And he's really a beautiful soul because his spirit and all that he has done, regardless of whatever his health circumstances, his challenges or whatnot, he's always had the spirit of revival for what in the military they call the esprit de corps, or the spirit of the body, the spirit of the military, you know, the FOI, the fruit of Islam, the name given to the military training of the men of Baloney Islam in North America. And many of us, when that light was flickering on and off, that brother had enough spirit to want to give inspiration to those of us across the nation that know what needs to be done. We just got to know the time and get up and do what must be done. So I just wanted to call. I know the hour is late, but I got much love for Brother Jihad. He's in my prayers. He's been in my thoughts. And if you're listening, dear brother, may Allah bless you with a speedy recovery. We know that the power of Master Farab Muhammad is real. He's a savior, the savior. And he's making saviors out of us based off of the man that he raised for us in Detroit, Michigan, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Exalted Christ, and the man that the two of them back in our midst today, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I just want to say assalamu alaikum, and may Allah bless you with a speedy recovery, dear brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother David, for calling in. Thank you. Okay, I believe we got through everybody, but I still didn't get Brother Stanley. Brother Stanley, are you there? Because his mic is on. Student Minister Stanley, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. How are you?
I thank Allah for life, and how are you, Sister Queen?
I am blessed by Allah's grace and permission, and so happy that we got you on before we ended the broadcast tonight. So, yes, sir, anything you want to share with us, Brother Stanley, and send a message to our beloved Brother Jihad?
Absolutely, Sister Queen. I've been hearing quite a few brothers and sisters on the line speaking kindly about Jihad. I heard brothers. I didn't hear any sisters online besides you, Sister Queen, but every word was very moving. Every word was very touching. And Brother Jihad, I've known him for quite some time now. When he moved to Atlanta, he was in the ministry here in Atlanta, and always had a high spirit about going after our people, a warrior spirit.
Brother Stanley? Okay, we may have lost Brother Stanley, but before we go, I just want to remind everyone again about the donations for the family. So for those of you who are able to give, please send your donations to Belinda, B-E-L-I-N-D-A, 6858 at yahoo.com. And again, I'm going to give the number, I'm going to give the email. Then do it through PayPal, Belinda, B-E-L-I-N-D-A, 6858 at yahoo.com. Now, we have a few people on the phone that may not have gotten a chance to speak. I'm going to take two more calls, and then since Brother Jamil is still here and your mic is live, Brother Jamil, I'm going to ask you to close us out in prayer. So, stand by. Area code 909, your mic is live. Area code 909, going once, going twice. Okay. Area code 347, your mic is now live.
Assalamu alaikum.
347. Wa alaikum salam.
This is Brother Rudolph Muhammad from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. First of all, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there's no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, our warner, and he is the spirit of Almighty Allah God in our midst today. Brother Jihad and myself talked many times about disaster preparedness. Every time Brother wanted to do a show on disaster preparedness, he reached out to me, and I tried to make myself available because that is what I talk about. But Brother Jihad's spirit, where preparedness is concerned for the believers, was just unmatched. It was like he had he has this overwhelming desire to get the message to our people, even though we've been talking about it time and time again, and it doesn't seem to be resonating. He would never give up, and he would always want to find a new venue in order to do it. So I thank Brother Jihad for constantly firing me to not get tired of speaking that word almost to a deaf ear. I feel a little intimidated because I am on the line following some of the pioneers that I looked up to and still look up to when I was a neophyte in the Nation of Islam. And
yes,
so
sir.
With that, you know, I want to thank Almighty God Allah that they are still here doing what they were doing when I got here. And that's inspiring to let me know that I can't get tired. I can't sit down. I can't stop giving the message until everybody hears it and responds to it. So, Brother Jihad, yes, your boots have to get back on the ground because there's still some crannies and crevices in these United States that we have not reached yet and we have not gotten the message to. And I will continue doing it until I have no more breath in my body and no venue to do it. But again, Brother Jihad, I love you. Thank you. And I'll be here when you get back holding the fort down with mobs on the ground. Thank you so much, Sister Gidget. I love everybody that's on the line, and my prayers will continually be there for a speedy recovery from our brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Rula, for all you do for training our men in disaster preparedness. We know that you have a lot more work to do, Brother, but thank you just for the thought and for just sharing that gift and ability with our nation so that we can be better prepared to serve one another and serve our communities when those tragedies hit. And we are definitely going to be needing that in this up-and-coming time if we heed the words of our beloved leader, teacher, and guide, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So, Brother, thank you for all that you do. And Brother Jihad is going to be more than thrilled to hear from you. And thank you for giving him that extra push in your spirit and determination. Thank you, Brother Rudolph.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Okay, we're going to see if we got Brother Stanley on. I wanted him to say a few words, if he could, before Brother Jamil closes us out. Brother Stanley, are you there? He may be having some problems with his phone. Okay, I know we still have Brother Captain Kurt. I'm sorry?
Yeah, this is Sister Dawn. I just wanted to say one more thing before you close out, just very, very briefly, if it's okay.
Yeah, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. As-salamu alaykum, family. Just, you know, we were talking about the donations, and I know some people get very, very shy when we talk about donating and helping somebody out. But the spirit has been so very high and beautiful and wonderful on this particular call. And I want to say what I have to say, and hopefully, inshallah, not offend anyone. But let's remember that when we help a believer and the person that we are talking about, like Brother Jihad, that you receive a blessing for yourself as well. And we did see a little snippet on Facebook where somebody said, and I have to mention this because I'm in defense mode in defending my beloved minister, my father, my friend, good that we call Brother Farrakhan. And a brother made a comment, ask Farrakhan. And, you know, I just want people to know that we could ask Brother Farrakhan for anything we want to ask him for when it comes to helping a believer. And
that's
he
right.
would be first and foremost in doing so to give so that the believers wouldn't have to. But as believers, we have to sometimes and must learn to take the burden off of our minister when it comes to doing these types of things, like the funerals and things of that nature, because he has the heart, the mind, the body, and the soul to give. And since we are followers and witness bearers to this great man, we must learn to follow his example. And so to that person and to others who feel that way, you know, back up off of our brother, off of our friend, off
That's
our minister.
Right.
Because we know what he will do. But now Allah wants to see what we will do as believers to one another, as our brother and minister and friend has done for us for years. So if you can give to the family, you know, don't ask the question, well, don't he have insurance and all that kind of stuff? He may have insurance, but the family has other needs. Sister Belinda hasn't been to work in a couple of weeks. You know, so now she won't be getting paid for those days that she takes off to take care of the brother and to make sure that things don't go on at the hospital that can go on, that should not go on. You know, there's back and forth to the hospital paying for parking spaces and things of that nature, yes, and food and what have you. So let's not be selfish in our giving. Let's remember that Savior's Day is coming up. And if Brother Jihad was able, he would make sure that his family got to Savior's Day. And shouldn't his family get to Savior's Day for the blessing that they have received for their father and for the brother to be getting well and what have you? So if you can give, give generously and from the heart, because you know not when your time will come to have to be on the receiving end.
That's right.
And you don't need to get permission from somebody to give what you want to give from your heart, from a brother whom you say has done so much and who means so much to you. So I just wanted to close out with that because we've had a beautiful call this evening by the grace and power of Allah, Master Brahman, and let's not forget that. And let's keep that spirit up and that drive and that energy going. And Brother Jihad, I want you to know that I love you, sir. You're my brother. I've teased you the last couple of weeks through Sister Belinda and tell you that I'm going to give you a big old hug when I see you, and I mean that. And, you know, your name is Jihad. Claim that war on yourself. Get yourself up out that bed, and let's go on and do what we got to do with this work. May Allah bless us all to continue to do what is good in his holy and righteous name. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. And I so share your sentiments, Sister Dawn, and I know I put that post up and that brother came on there and said that, and I simply responded by your ignorance to show him, because let me tell you something about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is the most generous man that I know. And when I say I know, I mean I know. Personally, I know. And he has given us, he has continued a life-giving and life-saving teaching. So therefore, all of us who are here sucking breath today owe it to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because by heeding his message that he continued to give us from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we are here living today. We are here in a blessed state today, and we are here with the ability to give today. So everything that we have, we owe to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because he has kept the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad alive for over five generations. He's been doing this for 54 years. So our abilities, our faith, our strength, our determination, our brotherhood, our sisterhood, our family life, that is all because of what we are being fed by the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan. So every time a Muslim does a good deed, they do it under the direction of the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, because he has kept the teachings of the messenger alive in us. So everything we do, it comes from the minister. So those of you who don't understand, it's my prayer that you understand now that everything that we do is because the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan has sacrificed and given us oh so much, more than anybody could ever measure.
So let's not get it twisted. So when you ask us to ask Farrakhan, he has given and he continues to give. And if you want to talk about cash money, he has buried more people than you would ever imagine. He has given money that you don't even know about. But let's not get caught up in the propaganda, because that's what they're going to report. But they're not going to report the good of the Honorable Mr. So I'm telling you, with me, and particularly, you treading on thin ice coming after my minister, and that's all I'm going to say. So, okay. Thank you, Sister Dawn. And I know we have Brother Jamil on the phone. Brother Jamil, Brother Captain Curtis, all of y'all, I think y'all still on. I want to make sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Brother Captain Curtis.
I'm still on.
I'm still on, sister.
Brother Dennis. Okay, this is what I want to do. I want you and Curtis, Brother Captain Dennis and Brother Captain Curtis, to offer Brother Jahaz some final words of encouragement. And then, Brother Jamil, I want you to close us out in prayer, if you would. And before we go, I just want to, I know I don't have to do this, but I just think I will just tell Brother Jahaz that I love you, and Allah bless me tremendously when he allowed me to meet you and we came together on this network. And I told Brother Jahaz, I say, this is not a dictatorship. I say, brother, you name the show what you want to name it. You do what you want to do on it. I say the only thing I ask is for quality, accuracy. And he has never cut me short. And I thank Allah for the friendship and the brotherhood and sisterhood that we have established. And he is an epitome of an FOI. And when you hear that introduction, what